Hello! Welcome to Today I Cried Because, the podcast brought to you by Sha
and Zadi. We're two best friends just hanging out.
Sometimes we cry.
Sometimes we don't. But most days we do. On this podcast, we'll be talking about
what made us cry today.
Alright! Okay. So, Sha, why did you cry today?
Today I cried because I'm a Gemini, and everyone hates Geminis.
I guess.
Everyone hates Geminis. It's like, if you go on like, astrology Twitter or something, you're like, ooh, Geminis are like so... Okay, maybe not astrology Twitter, because like, astrology Twitter now is like pretty...
decent.
Yeah, pretty nice, you know, and... But in general, like the...
general public who have like a slight interest in astrology.
Yeah. Like those people that are like casually into astrology. I'm not like super into astrology, but like a lot of people who astrology, they know like, oh, they are like 12 signs. They're like, oh, Geminis are horrible. They're like really two-faced. And I am a Gemini.
Yeah. I love... yes.
Geminis.
Yes.
I guess there's like truth to some of the things that they say about Geminis.
Like the two-facedness?
Yeah, two-facedness. But
really?
I mean, being two-faced isn't necessarily a bad thing, I think.
Yeah, it's not like you can be stupid in front of your boss.
Yeah, it's like, no, just like, be polite and act differently in different situations.
Yeah.
That's not called being two-faced. That's called being adaptable to the situation that you're in. And I think I'm very good at that.
It's called hashtag respect.
Yeah, it's called respect. It's called... knowing how to read a room. Yeah, how to read a room, how to be an adult. So, come on.
What else is there about Geminis? I feel like the Gemini hate is like kind of like a lot. Like it's a lot, but like I don't really get it because I am like a fan.
Geminis talk a lot. Which, really? I mean, okay.
Like who, like, a lot of people talk a lot. Yeah. Men talk a lot, but we don't ask them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but okay, Gemini men. But... yeah, Geminis talk a lot, sure. But that could also be related to the two-faced thing where, like, if they are put in a situation where they have to talk a lot or they're, like, in a situation that they're, like, unfamiliar with, most likely they could go back to... Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Sorry. I for real don't know why I'm laughing.
It's 1:30 a.m. as we record this. So, a little bit delirious.
Okay, sorry. Gemini men.
Gemini men.
Two-facedness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gemini... what the fuck? What was I saying? Oh, people say Geminis talk a lot, right? Yeah. And, I mean, it could be. It's probably true. I'm sure that many Geminis talk a lot. But not necessarily just Geminis talk a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, it relates back to the two-faced thing. Yeah? The whole thing about how... they act differently in different situations. Maybe the situation calls for them to talk a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Honestly. It's not like you can shout out all the time. I wish I could.
Yeah, same. If I could shout out all the time, I'd shout out all the time. But no, because I'm a Gemini, I must talk a lot.
Honestly. What else is there? I feel like there is like a lot of things. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Me neither.
Off my head. Yeah.
Geminis. I don't know. They just have a bad rap, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, people don't want to date Geminis.
Oh, that's true. Like, Geminis can't be trusted. Yeah. Kind of vibe.
They're gonna, like, backstab you.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But I can't agree, so...
Yeah, like, I sometimes I don't really understand where these, like, misconceptions come from. I can't exactly call them misconceptions.
Because, obviously, there's gonna be people who fit the bill.
Yeah. I feel like they were just spun in a very bad way.
Yeah. As for me, I've like learned, okay, you know when like you got into astrology more than just like your sun? Because like some people don't know that's like the sun, the moon, the rising, the Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah, like other stuff apart from the sun because life.
Yeah, because all your planets are important, all the planets are important.
Yeah. So like when I learned about that, I was like, ooh, let me know, let me find out more about myself. And then like the thing was that before this I already had like a thing against Scorpios, okay? I don't like Scorpio men in particular, they're not great.
I would say the same, because there are a lot of horrible Scorpio men that I know personally. Right. But my brother's also a Scorpio man, so I can't say that.
I don't enjoy, like, I don't, I think the possessiveness, like, I don't know, I know it's like a generic, like,
yeah. They also have a bad rap.
Yeah, they also have a bad rap. Not like that very much. But, okay, so going back to finding out about, like, more of my chart, mm-hmm. then I found out also Scorpio Moon. Yeah, and I was, like, actually upset. Like, I remember I was like, hey, no, nani? And I was like, it was, like, really, like, no, I hate this. Like, I was, like,
reject the Scorpio Moon.
Yeah, reject the Scorpio Moon. And then I realised, like, there was this tweet that said, like, you normally have the signs that you dislike in your chart. And then I'm just like, is that why fate has handed me my Scorpio Moon? Maybe you just don't like yourself.
Maybe you just hate, like, certain aspects of yourself. That's why you're like, oh, I hate this sign.
Yeah.
But actually, you're like, oh, it's actually a reflection of yourself.
Which is kind of nasty, in a sense. Okay, what would being a Scorpio Moon even mean?
Yeah.
Like, to normal people, like, to people who aren't interested in astrology.
Yeah.
Basically, Scorpio Moons are, like, people who don't know how to handle emotions. Which is, like, the same as my sun, which is an Aquarius. Aquariuses also don't know how to handle their emotions. Ooh. So what happens is that I am just bad.
With emotions.
Yeah. People will usually handle emotions, like, okay, or like sometimes I have emotions for, like, I have attachment to this person, and then they're like, oh, I love you, and then like, oh, yay. But then, like, for like me, if I love someone, I just get like, why do I have emotional attachment? And then I'm getting very aggravated now, so I'll calm down. So, like, no, my Scorpio moon is in detriment, my Aquarius sun not so good also, so you know, they don't fit where they're supposed to be. So I am a bundle of
interesting signs.
A bundle of signs that don't know why they're in that planet. I feel like we should explain more, but what do we know? What do I even know about, like, astrology?
Yeah, what I'm not super into it.
Right.
But I guess you would know, like, your big three, right? So your sun is in Aquarius, your moon is in Scorpio, and your rising?
My rising? My back, oh yeah, it should be rising instead of Venus, huh?
Talk about Venus also.
I would think we should talk about Venus, because for your rising, I feel like your birth time is more important, right? Yeah, and I don't know my birth time. Shout out mom for not letting me look at my birth certificate. Oh yeah, so like, I don't know my birth time, so my rising might not be accurate. Like, there are some charts that say that I'm an Aries rising. Yeah, like, and then some charts say I'm an Aquarius rising. Which is understandable, because I feel like I give out very strong
Aquarius vibes. Yeah, you do give off very strong Aquarius vibes.
So I think that makes more sense. I don't think I'm an Aries rising, because I don't think I have any fire. I barely have any fire in my chart, honestly. But anyway, Venus is Capricorn. Right? Right? Like, nasty. What about you, Sha? You are like a Gemini sun?
Gemini sun, a Gemini rising.
Wow!
And a Leo moon.
Wow, what about your Venus?
My Venus is in Taurus.
Oh! Yeah, lovely.
Very lovely. Yeah, you see, I have a lot of Gemini placements.
Gemini?
Yeah, even in like the rest of my chart also, there's like another Gemini placement, which I don't remember in which planet. But I guess I give off a lot of Gemini energy.
I love Gemini.
But yeah, I think a good thing about being a Gemini rising is that I get along with a lot of people, and it's very easy for me to like make friends with people, because I can like relate to them, and then I will become a different person.
To like, aspects of them.
Yeah, take aspects of them, take aspects of myself, take aspects of the other people that I'm with, merge them into one personality, and then present it to them. And then they'll be like, oh my gosh, you remind me of myself. I like you. And then be like, thank you. I did that on purpose.
Like, I actually put in effort in that. Yeah. But like,
that's the thing though. You said something very interesting about being a Leo moon just now.
No, I don't know. Like, I feel like my impression of being a Leo moon, like, I don't know. The face Leo moon just makes me feel like it's hard to be a Leo moon. It's just hard. What do they say about Leo moons?
no clue. I know Leos are like proud, mm-hmm. and like they like thrive on other people's validation.
Yeah.
So to have a Leo moon is like I need all these things, but I don't outrightly ask for them. I don't outrightly show it. Oof. Which actually like resonates with me quite a bit. I don't know. I need some reassurance most of the time. And then, like, I feel that if I ask for it, it's kind of like a sign of weakness. So I'm like, no, I won't do that.
Yeah, I guess that's why I feel like that's a tough thing to handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what do they say about Capricorn Venus?
Oh, they say, like, we're not as romantic.
Mm.
And that we're more like, we like stableness in a sense. So, like, I guess it does suit me, mm-hmm. personally, like, I like stable relationships. Who doesn't, right? Like, what the fuck am I saying?
I hate stable relationships. Like, if you listen to our previous episode.
Vanilla? Nah, man.
Ooh.
But what about Taurus Venus? I love Tauruses, by the way.
Great. Me too, yeah.
I think both my nieces are going to be Tauruses. Which is like, they're so cute.
It's adorable.
Right?
Yeah, I think your entire chart is just like no emotion. Aquarius, no emotion. Scorpio moon, no emotion. And then Capricorn Venus is like
also
no romance, only stability. Just no frills, no emotions, nothing extra. Just what I need, what I want. That's the way.
Which is like really funny because I don't perceive myself that way. Or like, okay, no. Okay, so misconceptions about Aquarius. Basically, mm-hmm. people think we have no emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of like, we actually gembeng.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're actually like crybabies, mm-hmm. and we're like actually really emotional. But then, we think it's weakness. Having emotions is weakness. We also try too hard to be interesting.
I think you're very interesting.
Yeah, but like we try hard to be interesting. Sense. And then like when someone tells you they're like interesting, you're like
like no way, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but like,
I'm just like you.
Yeah, and then like inside you're like
yes.
You're basically that junk hit speech. You know that one?
You see this hat?
Means I'm not normal. Yeah, basically.
Have you seen my hat? No one else wears this stupid ass hat. Why do I wear the hat? I'm special.
Yeah, basically wear junkhead, which is kind of sad. Aquariuses do better, honestly. But
I love Aquariuses.
Right, S-sign fam.
S-sign fam.
Yay.
Where's the Libra?
Where are you Libras at, yo?
Hit us up. Hit our line. We can be a 3-person podcast.
Yeah. Honestly, join us.
We brand
to be Are We Crying Too?
Because today I cried because I'm an air sign in the podcast.
I'll just call it air sign fair.
Hey.
Maya, I love air signs. I love my Geminis. I love my Libras. What other signs do you like? I know you like air sign fam, obviously.
I love air sign fam. Yeah. I love Tauruses. Who else do I like? I like Leos.
I think they're...
Unpopular opinion, but I like Leos. I think they're like really interesting. Like, I like to like look at them. Signs that you dislike?
That's a, like a encyclopedia. Most of the time when you don't like a sign, it's basically because like your own personal experiences, like with a bunch of people at the same sign, and you're like, oh, they're like the same, you know?
Yeah.
Like kind of like
they're
that.
The same kind of person, and I didn't vibe with them, so I'm just gonna
Yeah. And it's like not just one, it's like a few. So like obviously there's a pattern.
Yeah, there's a connection there.
Yeah. So like Sagittarius, like in general, they give off like a big know-it-all vibe, and I like cannot, I cannot. When people think I'm stupid,
yeah,
I get very upset. Even though I am one brain cell, but one, okay.
Don't like, I can infantilize say I'm stupid. Me. Oh my gosh, I had don't even start with that.
Oh yeah, Capricorn's also like that.
Yeah.
Honestly. But yeah, so like, the fact that my Capricorn Venus kind of hurts my feelings sometimes. What else? What other signs do you dislike?
Pisces.
Ah. Yeah. Okay, I don't dislike Pisces. I think I get along well with quite a few.
Really?
Like, if I remember, yeah. I have close Pisces friends. Mm. But, like, I don't have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my Pisces friends mm-hmm. are generally nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also know they have, like, this side of them. Like, yeah. The worst part of them is probably the part that, like, they are, like, happy-go-lucky. But then they also remember, like, all the bad things.
Yeah, and then really, when really something well. Goes wrong, they, like, yeah, get yeah. it all out and be like, remember when this happened and then you did this?
And then you're just like, wow.
It's like, I thought everything was okay. Like, did I not apologize to you? Like, I told you that in confidence. Why are you...
Yeah, and yeah, they're yeah.
like, but remember when you said this? And you're like,
okay. Like, then you're just like, oh.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, is that what you want to hear? Then they're like, okay, you're sorry. But then another thing happens. And then they're yeah. like, remember when you said sorry about this thing?
Yeah, they like, keep receipts. And yeah. it's like, fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it's insane.
And then, like, you don't know whether to trust them anymore.
Yeah.
Even though, like, they're great. Most of the time, they're like, ooh, yay, happy.
I don't know about that. I've only had bad experiences with Pisces. If you're a Pisces and you think you're cool...
Don't hit me up.
Yeah, just don't hit me up.
Yeah, oh.
Aren't you supposed to end up with a Pisces?
Yeah, dude. Like, recently, mm-hmm. discovered on Twitter, from, like, the astrology Twitter side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm saying Twitter like that, but yeah. Basically, there's this, like, asteroid... that mm-hmm. passes through your chart that's called like the groom asteroid. Anyway, whenever it passes by, the sign is supposed to be the sign that you're supposed to end up with in the end, you know, the end game.
End game.
And mine was Pisces, and I was like, yuck.
Like, I don't want no damn Pisces.
Yeah, like, I'd rather be single than end up with a Pisces.
Ooh. Honestly. Strong statements.
Okay, but yeah. Mm. What was your sign that you were supposed to end up with?
Aries.
Spicy.
I have a love and hate relationship with Aries.
Honestly, Aries...
They're like really...
They are spicy.
Yeah, they're so spicy. They're really intense. Sometimes I'm like very attracted to that intensity. But then at other times I'm like, too intense. Mm-hmm. Gotta run, gotta bless. Don't need that.
I feel like maybe you need like an Aries with like a lot of air in their chart. Like, with a lot of air signs
yeah.
in their chart. Not like with a lot of air.
Yeah,
constantly farting, man.
It's like, yeah, like honestly, Aries, great. You know?
I would think that you would be a good match with an Aries, honestly.
I would just like be like with them all the time.
Yeah. But like,
I don't know if I'm into that. I feel like it'd be really, really tiring.
Honestly, I feel like, okay, signs that I get attracted to a mm-hmm. lot, like I realize
mm-hmm.
my crushes or like even my fictional crushes
mm-hmm.
or like unattainable men,
mm-hmm.
I tend to like. Like freaking Virgos and Libras. Which is Virgos. Like what? Do I like September people or something?
Maybe. Maybe right. You love September.
Yay. Do I want to wake up in September? Disgusting joke. Anyway.
Like the signs that I get attracted to a lot are Aries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. They're just so irresistible to me.
Mm.
Whenever I feel some Aries energy, I'm like a magnet attracts me towards them. And I'm like, hello, I am here now. I will now also become an Aries so that we can talk Aries. To each other.
Spicy.
And Taurus. I love Taurus.
Taurus is good.
Yeah.
Would not say anything else, but good.
Sometimes a bit stubborn, like you want to
like
you want to like beat them up a little bit. But then if they're cool, they're like super cool.
Yeah. Normally, I really like chill.
Yeah.
I like chill signs, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like fire signs, not for me. Aries, not for me. I'm too chill, though.
Wow, Aries and Leo. Hey.
Hey, hit me up.
Aries, hit my line. Hey, I'm single. Let me date.
Kim you.
This is not the time for this. This is not... The not time. The episode.
This is not the episode where we simp. Okay.
Oh. Anyway.
Anyway. Anyway, to round it all up, astrology, very fun. Right?
Yeah. Super fun. I love astrology. I love reading about it. I like checking my horoscope every week on Monday. But in the end, it's just like for fun.
Yeah. Maybe if you find out someone's chart and then you can find out what they like, good.
Yeah.
Like, don't use it to judge them as a person, but maybe just find out like their preferences.
Don't judge them as a person, we say, yuck, Pisces.
But like, yeah.
But yeah, yuck, Pisces.
I don't think I could deal with a Pisces dude, honestly. Ugh. I feel like adding dude behind a sign just makes the sign worse, times 10.
A Scorpio dude.
Like, Scorpio lady, kind of sexy, but like, also not scary, but like...
I feel like a lot of people are like, not against astrology, but they just are like, oh, why do you believe in astrology? Like, it's like stars. But it's just fun, you know? Like, why is it so impossible to believe that like, the arrangement of the stars when you were born could affect how you are as a person?
Honestly, I think that's magical.
Right, it sounds like magic. Right? Why do you hate magic?
Yeah, like, what are you? A Capricorn? JK, JK.
If you want to find out about your, like, birth chart, you can just go online. All you need to know is, like, your birth date and your birth time.
And where you were born.
Yeah, and where you were born.
One thing I love more than other people and humanity as an Aquarius is... knowing more about myself, true personality tests, and like astrology.
Who am I?
I love making other people do the work of finding out who I am.
Yeah, cause I don't want to find out by myself.
Yeah, like other people have to tell me.
Do I even want to know who I am? As a Gemini, which face am I trying to find out?
Holy shit.
I'm just kidding. Let me know what your sign is.
Let me know if we're compatible.
Yeah, let me know if you're an Aries.
I have a Virgo in my life already, so it's fine.
Well, that's too bad.
Too bad for y'all losers. Yeah. Alright, so if you want to hit up the Aquarius and the Gemini, we are at Arequiring on Instagram and Twitter.
If you want to hit up the Gemini, I'm Shatupao on Instagram.
If you want to hit up the hashtag quirky Aquarius, it's at don't kick my shins. I feel like that's very, like, it's quite evident that I'm hashtag quirky, huh?
Don't kick my shins. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's called Are We Okay? Anyway, all the links will be in the description of this podcast.
If you'd like to actually reply to our question, you can email us at
todayicriedbecausepodcast@gmail.com.
Let's say it one more time.
todayicriedbecausepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeehaw.
Yay. And
thank you. Have a nice day. And I hope you don't cry today. Especially because of a Scorpio.
Unless you're a Scorpio.
I hope you cried.